Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You take all four, go up those stairs, and you can win $40,000 with those four Plinko chips. And here is the $10,000 slot right here. Hold one chip flat against the board and let it go. And here it comes. It's hung up. But we are prepared for all emergencies. Wow. My Plinko stick. My Plinko stick. Now, this does not count. This does not count. No, this doesn't count. I'm going to give it back to you. But look at
that. Look at that, Bob.
I ask you, what am I offered for my Plinko stick? Gwendolyn, will you take this back up to her? She'll try it again. There you go. Don't give me that old business. I get the $10,000.
Bob. Bob.
It is humiliating. I'm sure that all of you men in the audience would not like to be up here where I am discussing your sex life. I went into this, though, knowing that this was a price that I would have to pay.
Bob.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whittam, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
Burton.
Bob.
Our top winner in the showcase is Gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
No doubt we love Bob Barker.
A couple of mouth-breathing Johnnies. Don and Mike.
Everybody does. Bob, you're leaving us tonight, aren't you?
Don?
Bob, actually, you're not leaving us. Is tonight the last prime time?
No. Wrong. You are wrong, Don Geronimo.
What's the show that's on tonight?
Tonight is the CBS Price is Right spectacular finale. And then tomorrow is a tribute to me, Bob. And then I tape my last episode for the Price is Right. I tape that on June 6th, and then it's over. And I only feel one way.
What's that? You must be elated.
No. Wrong. I want to die. I want to die. And I wish that I could die on the Price is Right $1 million spectacular tonight on CBS. They're running me off. They are running me off of the show. I am not as spry. I know that. I'm not as spry as I once was. But I will tell you that I feel that I could continue, Donald. I could continue doing the Price is Right for another 10 years. I told them at CBS, I told Leslie Moonves that I could do it till I was in my 90s. But they said, no, Bob, you know, you can't continue forever. Yeah. And I said, but I'm doing fine.
What is this talk about ending your life?
No one can replace me.
True.
I know they're going to continue. That's the problem. And I said, if you tell me to leave, I'll let you do the $1 million spectacular. I'll let you do the tributes. But after that, I will come on the radio with Don Geronimo and publicly say that I wish to end my life before I die of natural causes. I will die by neutering myself. That's right. I will neuter myself on intranet.
So you
that's what I will do.
You don't want to leave the Price is Right then?
I would like to leave the Price is Right on my own terms. I'm being run out on a rail. It's not fair. I'm upset, and I am very tired.
Have you heard the names?
The names of what?
John O'Hurley.
Crap.
Gay. Dave Price.
Gay.
Wow. Rosie O'Donnell.
Let me ask you, why do you think they are in some way trying to replace Bob with all gay hosts? It's a conspiracy. I've always said it's a conspiracy to fill my shoes with a homosexual, and I will not stand for it. Maybe I won't neuter myself. Maybe we'll have another million-dollar spectacular, and we'll pick away from Bob to die. Let's play Hole in the Ground. That's a good game, Hole in the Ground, or Permanent Stinko.
Now,
I want to die.
Now, Bob, you have so
I
many
want
reasons.
To die and cry.
So many reasons to live, Bob.
Yeah. What I do, Don, now that my lovely, lovely wife of many years, Dorothy Jo, is no longer around, what I wish to do is go home with my dogs. I have many of them. Drink three or four fingers of tequila. Go into my backyard and die.
Oh.
Like a dog crawling into the bushes. I love to use the Price is Right to get tail. That's what I'll miss the most. I will miss the sex. Bob Barker will miss the sex. Was wonderful.
Did you get laid today?
I got laid every day through the entire career, and I didn't get laid today because we weren't taping. When we would tape, here's the way the show works.
Okay,
I would arrive at CBS Television City, and I would go into the Bob Barker studio, named after me. No one else named after me, Bob. And I would pick one of my beauties for the day. Who will service Bob today? And I would use the Hugh Hefner method. Cover Bob in baby oil, and then Bob will finish himself.
Oh, dear.
As I always did.
I like that, too.
I enjoyed it just about as much as I enjoyed hole-in-one or two. I've had two beauties. I've even had three. Back in the Janus days with Diane Parkinson, I was known to service three beauties simultaneously. Who wants to see Bob do that? I love my audience, but I will not miss the smell. I won't miss the smell on The Price is Right.
What about all those college kids that watch you and make you the cultural icon that you are?
Now, Don.
Yes, Bob.
All of the contestants on The Price is Right all come to CBS Television City.
Yeah.
Wait a very long time in line. Many times it's hot. And they come into the studio unbathed, unshowered, and the smell is awful, no matter how much air conditioning we put. I've broken the skin.
Oh, careful.
Bob. My skin is wafer thin, paper thin now. I have black age spots all over my forearms, and you'll notice that my hands, this is what comes of age. I'll show you, if you would like to look at my hands, that the fingers, and you can actually see right through to the bones.
It's transparent.
Wow. Transparent skin. That's why they're discriminating against Bob Barker on The Price is Right and not letting me continue with my show. They're saying go out the door because they can see the bones through my skin.
Why don't you just wear gloves?
I can't wear gloves. I would look like a candy ass. I don't wish to end my career by wearing gloves. I've told them, use the theatrical makeup that covers my hands with a lovely orange tan for Bobby. That's what I want. It hasn't been the same since Rod passed.
No.
Rod Roddy. He was the life's blood of The Price is Right. We enjoyed Rod Roddy so much, I really, really want Rod to come back, but he's dead too.
Yeah. He got taken by the hippie, didn't he?
I was told by a CBS executive, one of the junior vice presidents
over
at CBS.
I heard he got the hippie when he went to get, where'd he go to get his suits done?
Thailand.
Bangkok. Mm-hmm. Rod would go to Bangkok, and most of us on The Price is Right would look the other way. We wouldn't pay attention to what Rod was doing.
Rod.
And he would come back with lovely fabrics and shiny colors, and he would look wonderful on television. He would look beautiful on television.
Yeah.
And then someone decided to say, well, why does he spend so much time there just buying fabric? I always thought that Roddy was over there selecting suits and jackets when, in fact, he was pursuing the sex trade all the time. But I miss him. He's an excellent broadcaster. And in high definition, I am a horror. I am a horror to behold. But that's what makeup's for, Don. And I sure hope everybody watches the $1 Million Spectacular and The Price is Right tonight.
So, Bob, what would you say?
Rod loves sodomy.
Rod Roddy?
Yes. I'm here to say I'm cleaning the slate. Bob is cleaning the slate clean. Going to lick the slate clean. And any questions you have about The Price is Right, about my relationship with Diane Parkinson, anything you want, the bet is off, Leslie Moonves. I'm telling the truth.
Rod Roddy. Okay, when you mentioned sodomy, did he like to be sodomized, or was he the sodomeister?
He would do it all. That's why he was a wonderful broadcaster, and I would never interfere with his private life, although on numerous occasions Rod would come to the studio, and he'd come into my dressing room, and he would say to me, Bob, now you must come to Bangkok, and then he would rattle off a litany of deviant sexual practices that you would not believe, and we would laugh and drink wine. It was wonderful. And then, being the consummate professional that he was, he would go out and introduce that curio that we would have on The Price is Right, and he would not slur his words. That's how much of a professional he was. Rod Roddy, he will be missed. Rod always wanted a pricing game called Hide the Bottle. And we always said no, because he wanted to hide it during the showcase showdown.
What about that rumor that Rod Roddy had incriminating photos of you?
No. I only took my own video. I'll tell you the whole story if you'd like to hear it.
I believe these were photos going all the way back to Truth or Consequences.
Wow. Truth or Consequences is when I started with a good friend of mine, wonderful actor named Bob Crane. Bob introduced me to making videos of me having sex. And I thought it was wonderful, and I thought it was a wonderful idea, and I decided that I would collect video equipment and keep it in my closet at my lovely house with all of my dogs, and I did so, unbeknownst to Dorothy Jo. Whoa! What do we have to say for Bob's videos? The secret videos of Bob Barker, soon to be coming to another network. I'm taking them to NBC.
Wow.
Wonderful videos of me, only most of the time all you can see is my tan-lined ass.
What do you think, Bob? You're being pushed out the door and you see a know-nothing schmuck like Howie Mandel doing a game show, staying on the air with that.
Deal or no deal?
Yes,
I
didn't want to say it.
This is Bob Barker. I've got to tell you, I believe that we have reached the end of the line. Mm-hmm. No more game shows. Not fun anymore. Deal or no deal. One theme for the whole show. Oh, how taxing it is. You know what's taxing? To figure out prices. If you're figuring out prices, it doesn't matter whether you're from Samoa or Van Nuys, California. You're using your brains, and all you have is this bald comedian who is not a game show host, and all he's doing is telling people deal or no deal. I think it's a travesty.
What about the new ABC show, The Bingo Show?
The Bingo Show.
They're going to play bingo.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, I will not stand by. I will spend the last several days I have left.
Oh, Bob, you have at least
fighting. I'm a fighter,
you
and I will
left.
Fight. I will fight.
Months left.
I'm very frustrated about the entire experience. CBS has handled me shabbily, and now they're trying to make it that I'm, the big farewell. Let's have a farewell to Bob. Uh-huh. Let's have Bob, the big send-off. I say, F you.
Hey.
F you,
wow.
CBS.
You're
doing
like a Happy
love.
Gilmore thing now.
I made love on the pricing game, Panty Annie. I did that and finished off on Switcheroo. I did that. That's Bob. There is more Bob DNA on the set of The Price is Right. That's why they call it the Bob Barker Television Studio. But now I simply have a request of Les Moonves and everyone at CBS.
What's that, Bob?
Let me die on TV.
No, Bob.
I want to die.
We love you.
I want to have my ribs crushed and the paper bag effect take place when I'm hugged by a giant Samoan. That's how Bob wants to go. I'm not nearly as heavy as I used to be. I've always been slender.
Yes.
But you will find that some of the contestants on The Price is Right like to hug Bob. And what I would like them to do is, I would like to get the biggest, burliest woman with the giant breasts to come up, and she'd be 350 pounds. And then she'd say, I love you, Bob. And I said, how about one last hug? And then when she had me in her grasp, I would whisper in her ear, I would say, hug harder. Hug harder until she crushed me. Crushed me like a cockroach, and Bob would die in her arms. It would be wonderful. And we wouldn't even get to play the showcase showdown. What do you think of that, Don Geronimo? Answer now.
Bob, I think that that is sad. I think you should continue your life, even though your TV show is being canceled.
I wanted to continue.
Or they're pushing you out.
I said, let me do the show to my 90s, and then they said, what about your hands, Bob? And I held them up, and I look like a burn victim, and I'm frustrated, and I don't want to quit. I want to stay.
Bob, look at what's coming out of your pants are unzipped.
Oh.
Look at that, Bob.
Well, wonderful.
Now, Bob, look at that.
I am happy to say that this today,
yes,
in my 80s,
yes,
still works as well as it did when I was 22.
Bob, wow. look that little fella in his eye.
Hello, little Bob.
You know what? You know what he's saying to you right now?
Would you like to talk to him?
You know what he's saying to you right now?
What is he saying to me, Donnie?
Don't end your life, Bob.
I want to. All I have are my dogs, my tequila, and the Price is Right.
Look at that buddy in your lap.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he's saying?
What?
There's lots more muff out there.
I certainly hope that as a fading television icon, I can go to several award shows and be honored, and maybe before I end my life, I can get some nice quality fan tail. Because I know I can't get celebrity tail anymore. After Ava Gardner, it was all over for me. But I would love, love, love to make love to as many women as I can before I die. I would like to be the flame burning bright before it goes out. Feel sorry for Bob like Jesus on the cross.
Bob.
I'm being persecuted.
Persecuted.
Look
Bob.
At this body. This truth or consequences body in black and white. I was an Adonis. And now I'm crumbling. I'm frail, and I don't even know where I am right now.
You're on the Don and Mike show.
I don't know what town that's in.
Washington, D.C.
Damn you. I'm supposed to be a television city. Where am I? I have to go all the time now. Oh, Bob, man. Persecuted Jesus Christ, Bob, has to go. Go he will, and now I go whenever I want to. I was told to do this show for one reason and one reason only.
What's that?
They told me I could get some designer diapers.
Oh, yes.
We have those.
Thank you.
We have designer diapers,
Bob. Hook you up.
I nailed Tyne Daly before the fat fairy stopped by.
Oh.
I did.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, Tyne Daly was made of solid muscle.
Oh.
She didn't show on TV.
What was Joan Van Ark like?
Oh, I love what we would play. Joan Van Ark and I would play a game. May I sit?
Have
Please,
a seat,
Bob.
I'm sorry I was pretending to be Jesus Christ. That was blasphemy. I apologize.
You know what really kind of took away the religious aspect? Bob? The fact that you're
Plinko time.
Your penis is still sticking out of your pants.
Well, let me put little Bobby back in its barn. Go away, Bobby. Tyne Daly and Joan Van Ark were one and the same. What I would do is I would take Joan Van Ark up to the Hollywood Hills, and Joan and I would try to play a little game. I would let her lick off all of my hand makeup, and in turn, as a treat for me, she'd let me lick off her eyebrows. What a wonderful, wonderful woman she was. I did a quality double triple with Charlene Tilton. That little minx.
From Dallas.
I did all the women from Dallas.
Nice.
I just wish we'd had a chance to do more Celebrity Price is Right. Unfortunately, they said, it's not a good idea, Bob. The show works because it's for the everyman. I said the everyman smells offensive. Bob is perfumed, shampooed, and scrubbed over every inch of his body before each and every show. And when The Price is Right would start, I would be hugged by some of the most foul-smelling people in the history of mankind. That's another reason why I was like Jesus.
Your thing keeps coming out of your underpants.
I'm so sorry.
Do you have on underpants?
No. Bob is commando. Even under all of his expensive suits on The Price is Right, he's commando Danny.
Bob, I don't think you should end your life. I think you should continue. There are more opportunities for you out there.
I would like to make a statement that I've pre-read for all the people at CBS.
Bob Barker, everybody.
Hello. This is Bob Barker, host of The Price is Right. You might have remembered me also in the older days. I was on Truth or Consequences.
Yeah.
To everyone that has watched the show for all the years, I say thank you. But for all the people that have hired me and fired me over the years, including the CBS executive working today, I say a giant F you.
Bob.
That's right, F you, and I wish I could use the real word. I will use the letter they told me your producer said I could not use the real word.
Right, yeah.
They are a bunch of effing F-sticks. F-sticks one and all. And I say I hope you burn in hell. That's where you deserve to be. H-E double toothpicks hell. Burning with fire and little demons sticking forks in your buttocks. I remember Gene Stapleton once treated me to an around the world.
Really?
She was wonderful.
Bob.
All my friends are gone.
Bob.
They're all gone now.
Hold on to life. Hold on. Keep your dogs around you.
It's time for me to go.
How do you know? I have
to put my sunglasses on. And yes, I have the same kind that wrap around my whole face.
Yes, the old man Terminator sunglasses.
That's because of macular degeneration. I have macular degeneration. In 2 weeks, I will be completely blind, so why not end it all? Wow. Bob wants to die. Bobby wants to die. And that's more exciting than a new car. Much more exciting than a new car. You and everyone associated with your show have been wonderful to me. I want to say that's how much
it meant to you. Okay, all right.
Very emotional.
That's how much that means to Bob.
Your schlong's hanging out again.
I want it to be.
How does that
happen? I want you all to see that a man in his 80s still has one of these. Oh, look at it, Robbie.
Okay,
look at it. Touch it, Robbie.
No. Take a break.
Put it away.
I once spent 4 days in bed with Roxy Roker. You know, from the Jeffersons.
You mean Lenny Kravitz's mom?
Yeah, you betcha. She was wonderful.
Mrs.
Willis.
And to all the ladies that I have had the pleasure of their company over the years, may I just say, grip it. Grip it hard. That's my message. Bob Barker, don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. So long, everybody.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, are we off?
Yeah, we're off. We're clear.
Oh, God.
What's wrong, old man?
I ache. On every inch of my glorious naked body.
We got you an Asian hooker out in the car. And
wonderful,
she says,
Bobby says yay.
She does everything.
That's good. I hope she's got a bottle of tequila and I'll come in there. Now, will I be going out this door or do you only have one door?
Just the one.
That's the door, Bob.
All right. Come. What's her name? Is it an American name or is it an Asian name?
I don't know. What's her
Failing?
Name?
Bailing.
Bailing. Bailing.
Falling. Robbie, thank you for the Asian hooker. I'm enjoying this studio. Something smells like ass. What smells like ass, Donnie? It's my own.
Yeah.
I'm very, very disoriented.
Oh, Bob, I'm just...
Where are the clocks?
You seem fine. There's one over there.
I've just been told by the control booth we're still on the air.
Oh, well, let me get... Hello, this is Bob Barker, reminding each and every one of you to spay and neuter your pets. Thank you.
He's rising now to
Bye,
leave,
Bob.
I think.
All righty. Time for Bob to go.
See Bay Lake.
I can't stand long. He's
wandering toward the door.
I require a stool. Where am I going? Where's my driver, Robbie?
Robbie,
outside.
Take him outside.
I have to take a dump.
Rob, can you escort him?
Too late.
To take his
arm. Too late. Bring me the cleaners.
We'll be right back.
Cleaners.
This is the Don and Mike Show.